In marriage, there is provoking situations. I've never been married, but I have heard, and I've read some things also, that there's many, many provoking situations, maybe at every moment. Two egos, a man and a woman living in the same house? Very difficult. And then children, and every parent wants to be the controller of their children, but every parent realizes, I cannot control them. It's very humiliating, it's insulting to the ego. When the wife doesn't listen to the husband, when the husband doesn't properly appreciate the wife, and when the children act completely contrary to whatever the mother and father are telling them, it's a very humiliating situation. It's very provoking. Ah! What is your greatness? How you can tolerate those provoking situations. And today, there's so little greatness on any level in this world. What to speak of spiritually, but even moral. Previously, no matter what difficulties were there between husband and wife, somehow or other they'd somehow tolerate and adjust and maintain the sanctity of their vows. But in this age, when things are not conducive to our enjoyment, provoking situations create such a network or chain reaction of violent reactions. In the Western world, 67% of such marriages end in divorce because people just can't tolerate provoking situations.